I am sustained by the love of God. 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 You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. We 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 are sustained by the love of God.
Wait to see who was sent tonight. Because the only people that show up are the people that are sent. I never know who that's going to be. But I always know it's perfect people. So, remember, let's get this clear. You don't have to believe it. Accept it. Welcome it. You may resist it. Some of it you may find hard to believe. Some of it you may find quite startling. Nobody's asking you to believe it or judge it. But if you use the ideas themselves will show you that the ideas work. So we're going to be on page 327, the section called Christmas as the end to sacrifice. So according to the Course in Miracles, when you say Merry Christmas, you're saying Merry End of Sacrifice. You're saying Merry End of Loss. Merry End of Losing. That's what the Course means by Christmas. So I'm gonna read the first paragraph, and then I'm gonna go back through it. Fear not to recognize the whole idea of sacrifice as solely of your making. And seek not safety by attempting to protect yourself from where safety isn't. Your brothers and your father have become very fearful to you, and you would bargain with them, everyone else, and your Creator for a few special relationships in which you think you see some scraps of safety. Do not try longer to keep apart your thoughts and the thought that has been given you. When your thoughts and the thoughts that have been given you are brought together and perceive where your thoughts are and the thoughts of truth are, the choice between the way you've been thinking and the thoughts of truth and the thought of truth is nothing more than a gentle awakening, as simple as opening your eyes to daylight when you have no more need of sleep. Okay, so don't be afraid to recognize that you are the only one that makes up the idea of you sacrificing or giving up what you want. You are the one that makes up all of your sacrifice. Don't be afraid to recognize that. Everything you see as loss, you are the one that makes it up. Then, he says, stop trying to make yourself become safe by trying to protect yourself from what you see as dangerous. Seek not safety by attempting to protect yourself from where safety isn't. And that's what people who are trying to protect themselves, that's what they're doing. They're trying to protect themselves from what they think and where they think safety isn't. So here's the two. So here's the first two instructions for any problem you think you have right now. First thing you want to do, if you're in a situation where it looks like you're sacrificing or it looks like you're losing, don't be afraid to recognize that you're making it up. Rule number two, if you want to really go to where real safety is, you have to stop trying to protect yourself from where you think danger is and start focusing yourself on where love is. I don't have to protect myself from Judy, because Judy is where safety is for me. Now, I don't know what you might pull out of Judy, but I'm talking about what I pull out of Judy. And you might pull something that Judy go upside your head, I don't know. But when I'm with Judy, the only thing I've ever asked for out of Judy is love. And I'm not gonna believe that's gonna change, because I certainly wouldn't let anything that happened to come up between us stop me from loving her. So therefore, I don't have to worry about how long our relationship is going to last, because she doesn't have any choice about it. I will love her as long as I choose. So that's why I can be committed to all my relationships and keep her from conflicting, because I'm absolutely sure that what I want out of all my relationships is the same thing: love and peace. So I'm not going to attempt to protect myself from where my safety isn't. He says, you and me and God, he says, have become very fearful to you. Now, though, for those of you who are out there and you feel that this isn't true for you, I always say, remember that I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the person that hears me right now, that knows what I'm saying applies to the way that they feel. Okay?